The House has passed another bill funding the soldiers serving in Afghanistan. And Congressman Mike Turner of Dayton checks in this morning to tell us about some last-minute attempts to load that bill down.
Some attempts were made to slip into that bill some other extraneous spending. Can you talk a little bit about how folks tried to justify that?
Well, yes. Part of the battle here was that the Democrat leadership was trying to put in billions of dollars of domestic spending that really had held up getting the funding to our troops. This has been something that has languished for several months. Secretary Gates has demanded that the funding be delivered or DOD was going to have to take drastic action reductions. Ultimately, a stripped-down version of the bill did go to the House floor and was passed overwhelmingly. The concern here is that we need to cut spending, but we should not do additional domestic spending on the backs of our soldiers or hold up the funding to them that they desperately need.
Now, you just recently returned from a trip of visiting soldiers in Afghanistan, and I can imagine you probably had a few things to say to your colleagues on the House floor about how important the funding is to complete the job there.
Absolutely. When Congress plays games with the funding for our men and women in uniform, it sends a bad message, and it can affect morale. Also, it weakens our standing with our NATO partners and makes it look internationally as if we don't have the strong resolve of supporting our men and women in uniform and certainly their important mission in our national security.
Congressman Mike Turner of Dayton checking in this morning on last night's vote.